The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Hi, I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski.
And we're coming up to Energize Green in just a few moments, right here on CNN 1190. But first, we're going to hit some of the green events that are coming up around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and beyond over the next few weeks and months.
I'm looking forward to it. We've got a really big event coming up next Saturday.
That's right, down at Elliott's Hardware. At the Maple Avenue store is the
Dallas Recycling Days.
That's right. It's the City of Dallas Quarterly Recycling Roundup. And this is a really cool event, Dan. Every three months.
It's a quarterly event.
That's right. I can't add. Every 3 months, they have a deal going on in conjunction with the City of Dallas where folks can come by and actually drive through and drop off stuff that they want to recycle.
Small kitchen appliances.
Glass, paper, and plastic.
Televisions that are left over from the old analog days.
Well, and if you've had any fluorescent light bulbs around your house long enough that they've actually burned out, they'll take them at Elliott's too.
Bubble and shrink wrap.
All sorts of things. You can find out more actually at the City of Dallas website, which is greendallas.net.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope to be there.
I think it's going to be a blast. And you know, there's some big spiffs going on that have to do with this event. The first 50 Dallas residents. You have to be a City of Dallas resident. So just in case, you might bring your electric bill with you.
Or a water bill.
Or whatever. Something from the City of Dallas. The first 50 folks who drop off items are going to get 2 free movie passes. This is cool. And everybody who comes by is going to get entered in for a special prize. It's called the Super Recycler. So they're going to pick one different person out of the entire event, mm-hmm. and they're going to get this super prize. I don't even know what it is.
Wow.
So that's going to be very cool. It's a secret super prize. And you don't have to live in the City of Dallas to participate, nor do you have to live in the city to be able to bring things by to have them recycled. So get that old television set and take it down there. They'll be taking those too, which is a big deal.
Better to take it there than to send it to the landfill.
That's right. But the first 50 Dallas residents will get 2 free movie passes. So keep that in mind. And everybody who drops things off at the Elliott's Hardware store that day, and that's again the 29th of August, is going to get a $5 coupon. They can walk in the store and spend it right there. It's good on any $25 purchase that day only.
Help offset the gas that you're going to spend, you know, going down to the event in the first place.
And guess who's going to be there, Dan?
Who?
Me.
You?
And?
Who?
And you.
And me.
That's right. We're both going to be down there with the Energize Green crew, and we're going to be handing out all sorts of goodies like chip clips, notepads, pens, all sorts of fun deals and coupons and stuff. I think the Munster Dog folks are going to be giving us some dog food to give away. So come down. You'll get some free goodies. We'll make sure that there's plenty to go around.
Say hello to us.
And meet us and tell us what you're doing around your house that's green. Elliott's is actually running a couple good specials right now that you're going to want to know about that have to do with green. One of them is a special mail-in rebate on their 3M Filtreat air filters. So ask about those. I think they're just about the lowest in town already, and then you get this rebate. You can't beat that deal.
Not at all. And the Filtreat do work good. That's the kind I use.
Well, they're fabulous. And then those 99-cent compact fluorescent
and
light bulbs.
And that is a screaming deal.
Boy.
People, you know, I walk through some of the other stores, and I see compact fluorescent lamps for $4 or $5 a piece. Even at that, they're a good deal. But at 99 cents, that is a phenomenal bargain.
Yeah, you can't beat that one. So come on down to Elliott's Hardware. That's next Saturday, August 29th. It's going to be an exciting green event with your friends from Energize Green. And then coming up in September, September 3rd, there's a really cool lecture series that's going on, Dan. And this is actually one having to do with open space protection in urban settings. Now, that topic may sound a little bit dry, but if you're somebody who's involved in a city government or maybe transportation, this is an event you're going to want to go to.
Very, very, very much so. And it's sponsored by the North Texas Council of Governments.
And the USGBC.
U.S.
And
Green Building Council.
That's right. So find out more about that at usgbcnorthtexas.org, or you can go to energizegreen.com.
We'll have
and
it posted on the front page there. You
that's
bet.
That's right. And right after that, there's another cool event that's also great for government folks.
Thursday the 17th of September.
And it's the Green Operations Summit.
8 to 5 p.m.
They're at the Grapevine Convention Center. And again, you can find out more about that at our website, energizegreen.com, or greenoperationssummit.com as well.
Looking forward to that one.
Okay, I've been holding one of the best for last here. You
and
ready?
That would be, insert drum roll here.
That's right. The 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair in Fredericksburg, Texas.
That is a very, very fun event. It's down in the Hill Country. It's a beautiful drive. You've got all kinds of things. It's a family-oriented event, but it also includes workshops, free workshops, all 3 days. You can come down and learn about solar energy. You can learn about composting, water, rainwater harvesting and capture and so forth. Anything ecological, organic, and so forth. And it's held in the town of Fredericksburg.
Bring the kids, bring mom and dad, the dog, everybody, and come on down and have some fun. They're going to even have a straw bale construction exhibit, which I cannot wait to see. This is building a house out of a bale of straw. So again, check our website, energizegreen.com. We've got lots more fun events listed there, and we're going to look forward to a great hour coming up here in just a few moments on Energize Green. So don't go away.
We'll be right back.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But we can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
On CNN 1190, it's Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson. To trust someone with your money is to trust them with your future. Join Brian every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 as he will help transform your long-term financial goals and dreams into realities. Start planning your financial future today. Go to virtuswealth.com. That's V-I-R-T-U-S wealth.com. And be sure to tune into Your Money, Your Retirement with Brian Tillotson Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 on CNN 1190.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green. We have a super duper hour of power coming up for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we have some guests from coast to coast.
Literally coast to coast.
That's right. We've got some folks not from Dallas, Texas, but from
Dallas, Oregon.
Dallas, Oregon. Now, Dan, you used to live in Oregon. Have you ever heard of Dallas, Oregon?
No, I hadn't. This is embarrassing. I used to live in Klamath Falls.
Well, it must be a small town.
Well, Klamath Falls wasn't, but the Dallas, Oregon must be.
It must be.
And we're going to be talking trash today.
That's right. We're going to talk trash with Amy Corse, and she's with the Green Garbage Project. And then later on in the hour, we've got Chris Dugas from Johns Manville Insulation. He's going to tell us a little bit about some recycled materials that are actually used for home insulation and office insulation. And Leslie Atkins is going to drop by. She's with Trex Decking. And Dan, you've probably seen this stuff. It's a kind of a plastic composite decking, and it's made from old recycled plastic garbage bags and you know, grocery bags and things.
As Carl Sagan might say, billions and billions of garbage bags, recycled garbage. You want to know where they go? They go into decking and you can walk on them.
That's right. And the stuff is almost indestructible. It lasts virtually forever. As we all know, plastic takes a long time to decompose. And so it makes a wonderful decking product. And it's got, you know, other stuff in it like sawdust and bits of wood and things like that. And then we're going to finish up today's show with Melissa Schultz with Green Thoughts for today. She's going to talk about some really cute topics that are going to stir you up a little bit and make you think. And so we're excited to have Melissa on. She'll be closing up the show with us. And we'll also hit a few national events that are coming up.
There are several.
Bunch of neat stuff going on all around the country. But why don't we get started? Let's welcome Amy Corse with the Green Garbage Project. Now, Amy, we're in Dallas, Texas. You're in Dallas, Oregon, right?
That's right.
Well, we're just tickled to have you. We're reaching across the land here and shaking hands and saying welcome to another Greenie.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, you got to tell us what you guys are doing up there. What is the Green Garbage Project?
Well, the Green Garbage Project started as a joke, but now we're actually living it. Adam and I, my husband and I, are attempting to live for a year without sending any trash to the landfill.
Unbelievable.
That's impressive. I mean, we have it around our household. We live very, very frugally as far as the trash that we throw out. I look at our very minor amount and think, wow, how is it going to be possible to eliminate it? What made you folks decide to do this?
Well, I think Adam and I are both really avid outdoors people. We love the outdoors, and it sort of ruins the outdoors experience if you see a plastic bag floating around on the beach or whatever it is, and we want to do our part to make the world a little bit of a cleaner place.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've been out on a hike in the most pristine, beautiful place, and there will be a soda pop can or a bottled water bottle. I'm absolutely speechless.
It ruins the experience. You feel like you're by yourself in the wilderness, and all of a sudden here's evidence of somebody else who was there before you and not nearly as clean.
And that's some
exactly
of them have
right.
been there for years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They don't break down like you'd like to think they do.
Exactly.
Now, what do you guys do for a living, just out of curiosity? Did that have anything to do with your green decision?
Not particularly. I'm a high school English teacher in a neighboring town called Willamina, and my husband's a photojournalist for the local weekly newspaper, so we started in the summer. We started our project this July simply because I am off during the summer and it gives us a little bit of time to get organized.
So is he going to take some photos and kind of document what you folks are doing and then you get to write about it?
That's the plan, exactly. He's photographing pretty much everything we're doing starting, you know, a couple weeks ago.
I sense a book here in development, I'll bet.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
I work as a freelance writer in the summer, and this is an excellent writing project for me.
Okay, so it's called the Green Garbage Project, and basically, for folks who might have just joined us, this is a project where you guys are going to go without producing any trash that will go into the landfill for an entire year.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. Now, are you getting lots of support from your community there in Dallas, Oregon?
You know, we are just starting to be recognized here in our community. It's like the little community here is catching up with the rest of the world because we receive recognition from London and Germany and New Zealand, and the U.S. is a little bit behind in picking up this story, I suppose, but our neighbors are extremely supportive and are always asking us, how's it going? What are we up to? So, yeah, very supportive.
Okay, now you're going through all different kinds of things to not produce trash, but I want to hear about some of the things that maybe you aren't doing. Like, one of the questions I've always had is, what do you do with kitty litter?
Well, you know, I will tell you that we have two exceptions to our no landfill rule, and those are meat scraps and kitty litter. So those are the only two things that are going into our garbage can. And that's simply because I don't feel comfortable burying or composting kitty litter because it can have some toxic parasites in it, and I just don't want to be unhealthy in any way. But we use a biodegradable kitty litter if our cat is willing to accept it. And into the garbage it does go, unfortunately.
Where do you find the biodegradable litter?
Really, pretty much any grocery store does sell it, or if not a grocery store, maybe a Whole Foods or a a natural health foods kind of store. I think the trick is getting the cat to accept the biodegradable litter. Our kitty's not thrilled with us just yet, but we're mixing it in slowly.
Well, what's been your biggest challenge so far? What's been the biggest hurdle in getting this whole project started?
I think the bathroom is the hardest area to make trash-free because we associate cleanliness with newness, I think, in our society. Like, we use floss once and throw it away, or we throw away our toothbrush.
What? I don't throw my floss away.
So we've had to come up with alternatives or see if we could find ways to recycle some of these products. Like, right now we're using toothbrushes that are made from recycled yogurt tubs.
Oh, neat. And in doing all of this and researching it all, now you say you guys have been doing it for, I guess, what, about 6 weeks then? Or
how long have you?
6 weeks right now, yeah.
6 weeks right now.
Six weeks.
All right. So in doing all of this, are you finding that there are a lot more recycled products out there? Like, say, 5 years ago, I don't think you would have been able to find very many things that were recycled.
Absolutely. Adam and I have been saying since we started this that we're actually amazed at how easy it is. And I know that sounds contradictory, but we seem to find that the real problem is not that things aren't recyclable. It's a matter of getting them to a place that will recycle them. Like, we can't throw our toothbrush into the curbside recycling bin. It has to be mailed back to the company. But a little extra effort and these things actually are recyclable.
So what do you do with the items that are not recyclable?
We cut them out of our lives to the very best of our ability, so we're just not using them.
So you don't buy them in the first place, you don't have to deal with them after the fact.
Exactly.
What are some of those things that you did eliminate?
Well, pretty much any convenience foods. You think about the middle of a grocery store, and we stick to the perimeter, like we're on some sort of garbage-free diet here. And so no more chips, no more packaged cookies, pretty much no prepackaged foods. A lot of frozen food tends to be problematic, so we've cut that out, and instead I'm making a lot of that kind of thing. Like, I make my own pot pies now and my own pizza instead of going out and buying a frozen prepackaged version.
Now, you guys don't have kids, is that right?
Correct.
But didn't I hear that you were going to have some little ones around the house?
We had two nephews visit us for a week, 2 weeks ago, actually. So, yeah, we got a taste of garbage-free life with kids a couple weeks ago.
And was it a lot more difficult, or was it just more fun?
A little bit of both. I think the one thing that we experienced was Adam and I went through more Band-Aids during that week than we've ever experienced going through in probably our whole marriage, really. And maybe a bee sting pad. We had one of them get stung by a bee. So little things like that proved obstacles that we had to work around or just incur the really minimal trash. But they had a really good time and were really interested in what we were doing, and we got lucky, so they wanted to live trash-free with us.
So how did you teach them what you were doing and how to do it?
Well, we have a system set up in our house here, you know, various bins that various materials go into, and they are at an age where they're naturally curious and asking all these questions, and so they would come across something that would normally be garbage in their household, and they would say, "Hey, Aunt Amy and Uncle Adam, what do we do with this?" And so we would show them, well, that goes into the compost bin, or that actually is recyclable, and then they would sort it out for us.
And well, so you made a game out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's amazing to me how many things can be recycled or composted. I went down a few weeks ago and was helping a friend build a garden. It's called a keyhole garden. I don't know if you've heard of those. And and you use recycled products to fill the garden. And we were using old phone books and cardboard boxes from the local hardware store, shredded paper, lots of things that you might not normally think you could throw into your composter. And it worked.
Wow.
Yeah, it worked extremely well, as a matter of fact. So there are a lot of things that you can recycle that you might not think that you could.
Exactly. We found the same thing. Things like a dryer lint, for example. I've heard that you can compost that, so I'm going to give that a shot.
Almost anything that was once organic came out of the ground. Cloth. It takes a long time for some of those things to break down, but if you've got a very active compost pile, they actually do break down. I had a quick question. Are any of your neighbors or friends or other family participating with you? Who's sort of your moral support in this?
Our family has been really, really supportive of us so far. Nobody's participating really alongside with us, but Adam and I just celebrated an anniversary, and my mom made us a special garbage-free wrapped present, which was really nice. So she illustrated some paper and wrapped our present in paper with no tape and string instead of ribbon. And so it was all garbage-free, and so family's really been supportive of us.
It sort of reminds me of the old Forrest Gump movie where he started out and just was sort of running, and then as he went along, he attracted more and more followers and supporters. Do you remember that part in the movie? I think you're taking a leadership role, and I think you're to be commended for it.
Well, thank you. We've had a growing number of interest in the past week or so. In particular, our website's received more than 5,000 hits, which has just blown us away. Oh. So we hope other people are interested enough to read along with us. I have a blog, and I update it every Monday.
And by the way, your website is greengarbageproject.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
GreenGarbageProject.com. Okay, and I want to recommend everybody take a look at this website. It's really cool because Amy's got a blog there that's quite interesting and lots of green tips also. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more Energized Green, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Amy and Adam and their Green Garbage Project up in Dallas, Oregon, and how they're going an entire year without contributing any trash, for all practical purposes, to the local landfill. And again, it's greengarbageproject.com. I'm Andrea Rideout with
Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man.
That's right. And if you're driving down the road and you can't remember all the things that we're spewing out, just visit our website when you get home. It's energizedgreen.com. We've got links there to the Green Garbage Project and all of our guests. And we've got some new things on the website, as a matter of fact. Melissa Schultz with her green thoughts for the day. We've got those posted. My friend Deb Tolman, we have a little PDF file there all about the Keyhole Garden Project that we talked about a few weeks ago. And Dan, I think you've even got show archives up there.
We have the archives online now, so if you've missed a show and want to make a copy, they're there under the archives tab.
That's right, and it's energizedgreen.com, and we'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment, so don't go away.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energized Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Pete Ronas, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to High Noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at High Noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at High Noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Hi, I'm Andrea Rideout.
Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man.
And we're back with more Energize Green. Our guest today is Amy Korst. She is with the Green Garbage Project. She and her husband Adam have been, well, they've kind of committed themselves to not filling the landfill. They're not going to put out any trash outside their home for an entire year.
Doing everything they can to recycle, doing everything they can to reuse, to compost, minimizing, trying to get to zero whatever they do put out in the trash.
That's right. And they're in Dallas, Oregon. It's a small town, but they are making some international waves. Amy, I think it's so exciting what you guys are doing. I know you've had media coverage from all over the world, and we're just tickled to death to have you on the show. But for folks who might want to give this sort of project a try themselves, why don't you inspire us? Can you give us like some of the different things that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. I think the number one tip that I have for anybody interested in trying a similar project is that you can't bring garbage into your home. So when you go to the grocery store, anytime you're buying a new product, you need to look at it before you buy it and say, when I'm done using this, will it create trash? And if it does, don't even buy it. See if you can find a different alternative. And that might mean looking at a different store for the same type of product. It might mean buying a different brand. It might mean eliminating it entirely and trying to make something yourself.
Do you have an example of something that you might have done like that?
Yeah, I do. I think that most of the stuff in my kitchen is a good example of that. So I was talking earlier about the frozen pizza. So we've cut frozen pizza out of our life to get rid of that plastic wrapper that it comes in. And instead, I'm making it on my own now. Or my mother and I are working on making soap right now even. So a lot of the sort of pioneer entrepreneuring kind of projects, you make your own instead of buy it.
Well, and of course, one of the big things is if you're going to buy stuff, make sure that it's in packaging that is recyclable.
Exactly. And we've actually found that there's a lot of packaging that is recyclable that you're not aware of. And so if you're not sure if something's recyclable, I've definitely found a call to either the product manufacturer or your local garbage or recycling facility to ask whether it's recyclable goes a long way.
And a lot of them have a recycling symbol on them. And even some of the packaging that I'm looking at today are already, at least in part, recycled materials. So if it's been recycled once, recycle it again.
Exactly.
Now, how about composting and gardening? Are you guys getting into that?
We are. We're lucky enough to rent a property here that does allow us some room as far as putting in a garden and a compost pile. And so I have about 4 raised beds, and I'm growing pumpkins and pea pods, carrots, tomatoes, just a kitchen garden, things like that. And that way I am also able to maintain a compost pile, and everything in the kitchen, any food waste whatsoever, goes into the compost pile. I would caution people about putting meat into the compost pile. Research that before you start it, because there's some temperature and chemical issues there. But I don't actually eat meat, and so it's not a problem for us. But yeah, we have 4 raised beds and definitely a compost pile going.
That's a good point, because we actually had that raised, if you pardon the pun.
We raised that debate.
On a show here a few weeks ago where we were talking about do you or do you not put those types of, you know, meat and so forth in a compost pile. And I'm sort of on the side of the fence that says it's probably a bad idea.
And see, I'm on the other side. I put meat in mine. So.
And so, I don't know. We tend not to. But that's, you know, that's a personal choice.
Who wants to agree? It makes life boring. That's right. Okay, so how about other things like, you know, what if you've got something that doesn't have a recycled symbol on it, or, you know, you're just at your wit's end, you've got to have a product and you need it maybe for medical reasons or something, and it's not in a recyclable package?
Exactly. There are very few things that we are making exceptions for, or we're at least deciding to just incur the trash. Like, for example, I wear contact lenses, and I cannot find contact solution without the little plastic safety seal around it. So some of those things, it's such little amounts of trash that we're storing it in a shoebox and just really hoping it doesn't add up too much. Or the other thing I'm trying to do is repurpose some of my trash. So instead of recycling it, you're reusing it. I save bottle caps and I make magnets out of them, things like that.
So if you can't recycle it directly, you reuse it directly.
Exactly. It's sort of become a mentality where I've taken away the garbage can, and since that's no longer in my kitchen, every little object that confronts me is this new creative challenge for me to say, what else can I do with this? And absolute last resort is landfill, but usually you can come up with a different solution.
Well, and one of the things you were saying is something that we talk about here a lot on the show, and that is that we're really going back to the way our ancestors did a lot of this stuff. Golly, can you imagine 100 years ago if Grandma had some little plastic caps? Do you think she would have thrown those away?
Absolutely not.
Or rubber bands or pieces of string or, you know, paper bags or a cardboard box. Good grief. This stuff is cool. I mean, you should save it and use it for something.
I think so, and the other thing I try to remind myself is that these skills that I'm trying to learn, the baking, maybe cheese making and soap making or canning, these aren't new skills. They've existed for hundreds or thousands of years. It's just a matter of finding somebody who's experienced them and relearning some of these things we've lost in our throwaway society today.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. GreenGarbageProject.com is the website, or visit Energize Green for more information. And we'll be right back with more Energize Green.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
Classic Super Roof. Roofs of Steel has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you weathering the Texas storms.
Ooh, what's that?
Coq-au-vin. My husband's been making gourmet meals, drives the kids to school, does the laundry, and gives me a foot massage at night.
Really?
Till he finds a new job. He does everything now.
Has he tried DFWHelpWanted.com?
Huh?
Hundreds of great jobs, even in this economy. He can post his resume free. Oh, let's call him.
No!
No?
Tomorrow the kindergarten needs 3 dozen cupcakes, the dogs go to the vet, and he's making 3 cheese stuffed manicotti.
Tell him about DFWHelpWanted.com next week.
Good idea.
Yeah. DFWHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. Our next guest is Leslie Adkins. She's the brand communications manager for Trex, which is an outdoor decking product.
That's T-R-E-X.
It's T-R-E-X. Yeah, you know, I had seen this product actually a couple of times at some of the, like, the international builder shows, and it's really cool. I brought some samples here into the studio, and what do you think of this?
I am very impressed with it because I've got a project that's going to need something like this. I'm going to be talking with her later.
Well, let's get Leslie on, and we'll see what she has to say here about Trex. Welcome to Energize Green.
Well, thank you both. I really am excited to be joining you on this.
Well, you know, I've been seeing this stuff for years. I know you guys have been around, what, 15, 16 years, something like that?
We have. The company actually started way back in the early 90s and has been doing this wood alternative decking, railing, and fencing since then.
Now, see, I thought this stuff had something to do with mobile oil. Am I way off there?
No, you're not way off. In fact, Trex started out as a spinoff from mobile. They do a lot of plastic, as you can imagine, and they were looking for ways to recycle some of that, and that's how we came up with Trex railing.
What do you use to make these? These are actually, they look like what they would go into, like a deck for a home, like
in a
backyard.
Yeah, like a 1x6 or something.
Right. Absolutely. What do you use to make these?
They are made of 95% of what you see in a Trex board is actually recycled. It's made from reclaimed wood and recycled plastic, and that comes largely from the plastic bags that you might use at a grocery store.
And how much recycled plastic, let's say, goes into a 500-square-foot deck?
You're talking about a lot. That's about 140,000 recycled plastic bags.
Say
that again. Okay, a 500-square-foot deck, 140,000?
Recycled
garbage bags.
To make the Trex decking, yes.
That's a lot of plastic bags.
It is. And you know what's really great about that is that it keeps those plastic bags from going into landfills every year. And if you added up everything that we do, we keep each year more than 600 million pounds of plastic and wood scrap out of landfills.
Wow.
So it's a great way of putting a project to good use.
So actually, if I go to the grocery store and I take all my plastic bags, which just seem to accumulate, I take them back and I recycle them at the grocery store, that's one of the things that they might end up becoming is some decking material.
Yeah, we have a very extensive relationships with recycling facilities nationwide. And more than likely, those bags that you're recycling will end up in Trex materials.
And wow. What's the life expectancy? Let's say we go ahead. I've got a home up in Wisconsin. It's a project house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rebuilding it at the present time. Got a new deck. Going to have to have a new deck put in it.
Uh-huh.
What's the life expectancy of this material that I'm holding in my hands now that everybody can see if they look at their speakers real hard?
Yes, that's right. Look at your radio really
it
hard.
It looks beautiful.
You can see this. It does
look
beautiful.
I'll tell you what. You know what? We actually have a warranty that extends for at least 20 years, and we would expect it to last even longer.
So it's going to last a long time. I mean, golly.
Yeah. If you compare it to, you know, a wood deck, which you may have dealt with, you know, over 10 years' time, you end up somewhere with a look that's probably not ideal.
And that's what happened. And some of the wood warped and, of course, the insects and everything else, they attack it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And Trex products are great because there's no splitting, cracking, warping, no splinters, so you can always walk out barefooted, which I know is a problem
on an
aging wood
deck. That's really nice. Oh, yeah.
And then after 20 years, you can recycle the deck again.
Exactly.
That's neat. Okay, where can folks find out more information? What's your website?
Trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
Okay, and I want to ask one more quick question.
Sure.
I heard about some project you guys were doing at a zoo where you were collecting bags for bears. I've got to know about that. We've only got about 1 minute left.
Sure. That's a project we have going down in Georgia, and school children were collecting thousands of plastic bags that were going to be used in a bear habitat constructed of Trex.
Well, that's really cool. That's at a zoo there in Athens-Clarke County, Georgia.
Yeah, we're lucky to do a lot of projects with school children because they love the recycling aspects as well.
Well, and it's easy for them. They can throw their plastic bags from home into a backpack or whatever, take them to school, and it lets them really participate one-on-one in the recycling process.
Yeah, and they can actually see. And a lot of times, you know, as a result, a school that might be in a contest that wins that contest for recycling the most bags will get a Trex bench or some sort of item for the playground so the kids can actually see the results of their efforts.
Well, that's really cool. And again, the website is trex.com, T-R-E-X.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. .com. Very good. Well, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with more Energized Green. Leslie Adkins with Trex, thanks a whole lot for being with us here on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You bet. And folks, again, if you're driving around, you can't write down all these different websites we're throwing at you. There's really only one you need to remember, and that's
energizedgreen.com.
That's right. And we'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop. Beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit EnergyShopInc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
Great. Now the record labels are going to Congress for a handout.
I know. And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
Taking money out of our community and sending it to foreign-owned companies? I'm calling Congress, and you should too. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. Have you seen today's paper? I'm so tired of all these companies going to Congress for a handout.
I know what you mean, but this really takes the cake. The record labels now want a handout, and three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations. You know, the only thing that keeps me sane during my 45-minute commute.
Yeah, the same stations that raise money for charities and hold food drives.
The labels actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies. That just doesn't make sense. I'm going to call our representative right now.
Record labels want Congress to charge local radio a performance tax to play their music. Call Congress at 202-224-3121 and tell your representative to oppose a performance tax on local radio. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's L-I-T-E-U-P Texas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
This is Jim Dark. Join me Saturday for Straight Shooting, brought to you by the National Rifle Association. We'll talk about guns, your right to keep and bear arms, and all the ways you can enjoy your American right to gun ownership. Tune in right here Saturday from 3 to 4 on CNN 1190. Brought to you by the NRA.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. We were talking about recycled products, Dan, and you know how these folks with this incredible project that they've been doing, not throwing out any trash for a year, the Green Garbage Project.
That is just so impressive.
Oh, man, it blows me away. And one of the neat things about what Amy and her husband are doing is they are using recyclable products. So if they use up a product and they've got, you know, a plastic bottle or something left, it has to be recyclable. And recyclable products become an amazing array of other products. And one of the things that recycled newspaper is used for is to make cellulose insulation. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, matter of fact,
we have it in our home.
We had it in our office. It's great stuff. And John's Manful Insulation is one of the leading manufacturers in the U.S. of insulation of several different types, actually. And I've got Chris Dugas here with me. He's a market development manager at John's Manville. And Chris, we're happy to have you on Energize Green.
Andrea, thanks for the invite. Glad to be here.
Well, you betcha. Now, we are kind of talking trash today a little bit, but I want to know a little bit about John Mansfield's history. What's the background of the company?
Thanks for asking, Andrea. John's Mansfield has been in the business for 150 years
So y'all are new, you're newcomers then, huh?
We're brand new. We're brand new on the scene.
150 years. Okay, cool.
Only 150 years.
Only 150 years.
Only 150, so we're trying to bring a little experience to you. We're still working on it.
And what all kinds of insulation do y'all make, basically?
We do fiberglass insulations of all types. We also do mechanical pipe insulations, and we do roof insulations.
So just a little bit of everything, from top to bottom, huh?
We really do. If it insulates your home, we're probably manufacturing it.
Well, very cool. And let's talk about that a little. What's it take to insulate a home?
That's a great question. You know, from a new perspective, you're going to have several steps in insulating a home. You're going to have an energy seal package, which basically is a foam sealant around your base plates, around your doors, your windows. All plumbing and electrical penetrations are foam shut. And then, of course, there's wall insulation, usually a bat insulation or a spray-in application, and, of course, attic insulation. And then proper ventilation is a big key in the attic that many people forget about.
Well, and I was just talking to somebody about that a couple of days ago who's getting ready to do foam insulation. They're going to do spray foam on the inside of an old house attic. And
right.
I said, boy, before you do that, make sure that you've got some ventilation or you're going to have some moisture problems.
You're right about that, you know, and that's one of the things that many people do not consider. And they are doing more foam insulation in attics, which would be an unvented type of attic. But you're right, you need to be real clear what you're doing in that attic before you start sealing it up too tightly with some type of foam.
Well, we have a tract home. We started out when we bought it. It had a certain amount, not too much, maybe 2, 3, or 4 inches of fiberglass, and we had the cellulose blown in on top of it. I'm going to put you on the spot and ask. I get asked all the time, which one is better, fiberglass or cellulose?
You know what? It's a great question, and obviously being from the fiberglass industry, I tend to lean that way a little bit. But the reality is any insulation is good insulation as long as you're adding it, and they can be applied on top of each other. There's no reason to pull the old insulation out to add insulation, whether you're putting cellulose on top of fiberglass or vice versa. As long as you're putting enough inches in there to get good R value, they're all good insulators.
And it depends on what part of the country you're in. Up north, of course, we had to have, I'm from Minnesota, the Wisconsin area and so forth, we had to have a lot more insulation than, say, people down in the south, for example.
Oh, you're absolutely right. There's no question about it. You know, we've been building in the southern regions of the United States for quite some time using an R30 in the attic as a code, the building code. And in the northern climates, you know, they get much higher than that into the 40s.
And we are seeing that R factor climbing higher and higher and higher. And basically, R value is, and we've only got maybe 30 seconds left, but can you give us the short and skinny answer on what R value really means?
You bet I can. R value basically means resistance to heat flow. And so usually with just about any insulation product, the higher the R value, that means the thicker the product. They go hand in hand. So you want a thicker product because you want bigger R value numbers.
So you want to get that R value up as high as you can afford. And that is a great answer. Chris Dugas with John's Mansfield. You guys are great. We appreciate you being on the show. And we're going to have you back on again real soon, talking a little bit more about insulation. In the meantime, we'll be back with more Energized Green. We've got another great interview coming up, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus sea stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you weathering the Texas storms.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. I'm Andrea Rideout, of course, and Dan's going to take a break for a few minutes, but hopefully he'll come back before the show is over. And we are, of course, very happy to welcome, as always, Melissa Schultz. She's going to join us for her biweekly essay called Green Thoughts. By the way, you can find all of Melissa's essays on our website, which is energizegreen.com. Here's Green Thoughts.
You know the old joke, how many not-so-bright people does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer is 101, one to hold the bulb and 100 to turn the house around. Well, here's a new one. How many people does it take to make a positive difference in the health of our planet? Before you answer that, you should know Americans produced about 4.5 pounds of trash per person each day in 2007, and 1.5 of those were recycled or composted. That savings adds up to around 85 billion tons, which is the energy equivalent of nearly 11 billion gallons of gasoline, preventing greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to, and visualize this, 35 million passenger vehicles. As crazy a lot as that seems, it still means there are plenty of people, more than half of the U.S. population, who are not recycling or composting. Funny, if this was a question of brushing your teeth or washing your hair and say only half of us did this every day, we'd all notice. But since most Americans live in neighborhoods where trash isn't dumped, it's easy to have an out-of-sight, out-of-mind mentality. It's also easy to assume that someone else, and fill in the stereotype here, tree huggers or hippies or scientists, are doing all the recycling for the planet. But now's the time to rethink old habits and consider smarter ways to do things, the opposite of the light bulb joke. I've been surprised to discover that many of my own energy-saving measures have been based on little more than assumption. For example, when my kids have friends over, I usually load up on individual water bottles, figuring the amount of glasses they'd use if they drank from them instead would fill the dishwasher, and that'd be a waste of both energy and water, right? Wrong. What I didn't understand, because I couldn't see it, is it takes massive quantities of oil, enough to fuel around 10,000 cars, to make that bottled water most Americans drink each year. That doesn't even touch the pollution issue raised from transporting those bottles to your stores. Speaking of pollution, did you know that if you use a gas lawnmower thinking you're saving electricity, you're creating another problem? 1 hour of gas mowing causes as much air pollution as driving a car for 4 hours. And even though you carpool, when you sit in the car with the engine running, waiting for your kids, you're emitting carbon dioxide, and lots of it. If you spent 10 fewer minutes with your car engine idling, you'd emit around 550 pounds less of carbon dioxide each year. At the grocery store, buying milk in paper containers is not necessarily the smarter way to go either. It turns out that the half-gallon plastic milk jugs use much less material and have lower life cycle greenhouse gas emissions than glass or paper containers of the same size. Plastic milk jugs are also one of the most recyclable waste products in the U.S., and paper cartons aren't. So let's try the question again. How many people does it take to make a positive difference in the health of our planet? Only one. You. And that's no joke.
Yeah, that was great. Melissa, I just love your essays. Every week they get better and better. I'm enthralled here.
Well, thank you. I am enjoying this very much.
Well, you do a wonderful job. And I think Dan and I are going to close up today with a few events that are going on around the country. There's all kinds of neat stuff happening. One of them is actually coming up in September here in Texas. So we welcome all of our listeners from coast to coast to come down here and visit Texas. It's the 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair, and this is in Fredericksburg, Texas. They're going to have demos on everything from solar, wind, geothermal, water reuse, energy conservation, just about everything you can think of. You can visit energizegreen.com to find out more. Actually, there's a link right there on the site, or you can go directly to theroundup.org. Dan, what's the next event?
The next event is September 13, 14, and 15th. That's the 2009 World Green Energy Symposium in Philadelphia.
And I hear that is some kind of a big deal, too.
It's a very large event, and it's international in scope.
Fantastic. And then another big international conference is that Healthy Buildings 2009. That's in Syracuse. And that's another one right there in September, September 13th through 17th. So folks are going to have to pick between those two. Particularly, I think those are great for like building supervisors, folks that are in the commercial industry and so forth. Although I think a lot of consumers go to them as well.
They can attend either one, and both will be beneficial. You can go to their websites, which we'll have links on our energizegreen.com, and you can go look and see which one would do you more benefit to you.
Exactly. And then over the weekend of my birthday, October 3rd, is the Solar Home Tour, and that's another nationwide event, and that's homes all around the country that are going solar that open up to the public. You can go in and look around.
Homes that have gone solar. In fact, it's sponsored by the American Solar Energy Society, and you can go to their website, ases.org, and you can find out where in which state, and this is nationwide. Go to the American Solar Energy Society website, click on your state, and it'll bring up a list of the homes that people have opened for the general public and said, hi, come on in. I'll answer your questions. You can see our solar equipment.
All right. And then October 9th through 18th, we've got the Solar Decathlon in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. And I think our time's just about up. I'm Andrea Rideout.
Dan's the Solar Man Lipinski.
That's right. And we'll be back next week with more Energize Green. If you want to know more, visit our website anytime, energizegreen.com. And we'd sure love to hear from you. Nothing means more than when we get letters from our listeners letting us know what you're doing green around your house. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
CNN 1190.